From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump under intense pressure to stay in the 2015 International Iran Nuclear Agreement. The senior UN disarmament official, Isumu Nakamitsu, Monday urged all signatories not to abandon the deal.
The Secretary General remains convinced that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action continues to be the best way to ensure the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program and to realize the promised tangible economic benefits for the Iranian people.
One of the deal's chief proponents, French President Emmanuel Macron, is on a state visit to the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is to meet Mr. Trump Friday at the White House and is also expected to urge him to back the agreement. The president has called the three-year-old deal flawed and has a decision to make by May 12 whether or not to reimpose sanctions on Iran. His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president's been clear from day one that he thinks that's a bad deal. I don't think any deal that he would sign and agree to he would consider a bad deal. The president wants to do what is in the best interest. Of our country.
Mr. Trump's main objections center on Tehran's ballistic missile program, international inspections, and the agreement's so-called sunset provision. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has urged Europe to support the agreement. In a tweet, he warned it is all or nothing. Thousands of anti-government protesters in the Indian Ocean island country Madagascar returned to the streets Monday after two protesters were killed, several wounded Saturday by security forces in the capital Antananarivo. The protests center around new electoral laws the opposition claims could bar some candidates from running for office. A presidential election is expected later this year. This is VOA News. In Toronto, a driver behind the wheel of a white Ryder rental truck plowed into pedestrians on a crowded street Monday, killing 10, injuring 15. Police have identified the suspect as 25-year-old Alec Minassian, who reportedly has no militant connections. Ali was a witness to what happened.
He just went on the sidewalk. He just started hitting everybody, man. He hit every single person on the sidewalk. Anybody in his way, he would hit. The bus stop, everything got shattered. There was a lady in there that I saw. I just stopped and I looked and I went after it again. All I see is just crumbling up one by one, one by one.
A motive for the attack is not yet known. John Tory is the city's mayor.
These are not the kinds of things that we expect to happen in this city. We hope they don't happen anywhere in the world, but we especially don't expect them to happen in Toronto. But things are as they are, and beyond supporting our first responders as they continue to do their work, and you'll hear more about the task that lies in front of them investigating this terrible tragedy.
Canadian authorities said the incident does not pose a threat to national security. Celebrations in Armenia after newly appointed Prime Minister and former President Serge Sarkisian resigned unexpectedly Monday. His elevation to the post sparked anti-government protests by the opposition who claimed he was clinging to power. Maru Matsuyan is the non-governmental organization Women Support. She's ecstatic.
And we are ecstatic on what's happening in our country for our people for the first time. We are able, with the power of the people, to have the Prime Minister resign without any bloodshed, which is this phenomenal. This would hopefully put an end to the oligarchic system that was in place here.
Under constitutional revisions, the post of Prime Minister held most political power in that former Soviet state. In Nashville, Tennessee, police have their suspect. Don Aaron is a city police spokesman.
At 1:07 this afternoon, Travis Reinking was taken into custody in a wooded area near here by members of the police department's Specialized Investigations Division's narcotics unit.
After a medical checkup, Ryan King was jailed and charged with four counts of criminal homicide for an attack with a rifle on a restaurant. Four others were wounded. Chinese authorities have a suspect in custody and say arson was the cause of an early Tuesday fire at a karaoke TV lounge in a three-story building in southern China. At least 18 were killed. A motorcycle was said to have blocked the main entrance of the building. In Nicaragua, nearly 30 are believed to have died. Hundreds more have been wounded since protests erupted Sunday after the government announced changes to the Central American country's welfare system. Those changes have since been rescinded. Just days after his wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush, was laid to rest, 93-year-old former President George H.W. Bush was hospitalized with a blood infection. Officials said he's responding well to treatment. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.